Nearly one in five pregnancies ends in miscarriage in this country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say another 25,000 babies are stillborn each year. But even though this kind of loss is incredibly common, many parents who've experienced it say they felt like they were going through it alone. KJZZ's Stina Sieg introduces us to a new program that's trying to change the way we experience the loss of a baby.
That's Lydia Joy Zeal's heartbeat, captured a few months ago on her dad's cell phone. It was strong the whole time she was in the womb.
And the heartbeat's not supposed to be that strong.
Not for babies like Lydia, says her dad, Stephen Zeal. Long before Lydia was due, he and his wife Melissa found out their baby had a rare genetic disorder called trisomy 18, which can lead to physical and mental abnormalities. Melissa says the vast majority of babies who have it die within days or hours of their birth, or even in utero.
That was probably the moment where it felt like the world kind of probably shattered on us.
And then they met Cherokee Isles.
I call myself a paradigm shifter.
Isles has been trying to change how our culture deals with the loss of babies for nearly 35 years. She's written books, trained hospital staff, and most recently co-founded a program called Lost Doulas International and Baby Loss Advisors. Doulas are traditional caregivers who typically help with live births, while lost doulas are specifically trained to deal with the death of a baby. Both these doulas and advisors walk parents through the experience of miscarriage, stillbirth, or sudden infant death syndrome.
It is important to grieve and mourn these little ones, to recognize that our lives are different.
Isles began this work after her son Brennan was stillborn in the early 1980s. That was back in the dark ages, as she calls it, a time when dead babies were often whisked away by nurses, maybe not even shown to their parents. Isles says she was lucky because she briefly held Brennan. But other than that, she says she and her husband did everything wrong.
No pictures, no mementos of any kind. We literally left with empty arms. I have nothing that he touched.
So much deep regret. Isles knew then she wanted to save other parents from it. Parents like Stephen and Melissa Zeal. As their baby Lydia's due date got closer, they spoke with Isles many times over the phone and even in person, since they all live within miles of one another in Tucson. Isles helped them cherish the pregnancy, Melissa says, and also plan for the birth, even if the outcome was the worst. As Melissa puts it,
being able to say hello and goodbye at the same time.
So when Melissa's water broke, she and Stephen say they both felt prepared. Almost a day later, Lydia was delivered in silence.
He almost felt like you're holding your breath, waiting to figure out what was going on, what was happening.
I asked the nurse to check for a heartbeat multiple times because I thought, well, maybe it just took a minute.
That was not the case. Lydia was stillborn. But she was still their baby, so with Cherokee Isles' help, they set about to make all the memories of her they could. They got footprints and handprints, took professional photographs, introduced her to their families. Melissa says they spent hours and hours with Lydia, trying, like Isles had mentioned, to memorize every little part of her.
You know, look at her eyes, see if she has any birthmarks, who does she look most like, and we all agree she looked more like Steve. So, and definitely had his...
She looked pretty good.
Maybe why they're able to laugh now is because they both say they have no regrets.
There can be blessings, there can be peace, there can be joy in the mix of difficult circumstances. And those are things to, no matter how hard they are, they're also things to be able to celebrate.
Melissa says having someone like Isles by their side made that celebration possible. So far, Isles has helped train about 50 other loss advisors and doulas across the country. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, reporting from Tucson.